We're visiting with Emporia High head football coach Caden Glinsman here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, tough loss on homecoming Friday night against Topeka High, up 10-6. Feel like you had some momentum when Alex Alamang had a 37-yard field goal, but Topeka High just punched you guys right in the mouth with a 95-yard kick return. You guys weren't able to come back from that, what'd you learn from Friday?
Yeah, I know. I think that, the kids wanted this one. They wanted it bad. And so for us, letting that thing slip away a little bit, had some injuries that kind of derailed our game plan. And I think, when some kids see their teammates go out, I think they start to get flustered and, their focus isn't on what it's supposed to be on. And so for us, it's just time to get back to the drawing board. And, it's up to me to put us in a position to be successful. And so, for this week, it's about maybe trying to stop the bleeding a little bit and get these guys refocused and get us pointed in the right direction.
Could you tell on the field that the guys were determined to win, especially in that second half when they got down early?
I think in the first half, for sure. I think that we had battled through and they saw, Cooper Reck come out, which was a huge blow to our offense as well as our defense. He's basically the signal caller for the defense. We kind of battled through that. And I think we'd seen some success. And so when we came in at halftime, I think we'd regrouped and had a good game plan. And then, for us offensively, I know losing Calvin Seeley was a huge blow for us. He's a big perimeter threat for us. And, we'd kind of game planned at halftime to get him the ball in a couple of different ways. And so, we kind of felt deflated there in the second half. It was up to me to just basically get back into our base stuff and call some of those things and just wasn't able to execute.
If those two guys can't go on Friday at Manhattan, you saw some young guys step up. I believe Daniel Gardner was one of those, had his first varsity catch on Friday night as well. I know the Friday night lights, sometimes they make an impact and the nerves kick in and everything. But what'd you like about some of those guys that stepped in for guys like Cooper and Calvin?
Yeah, you never want to see, a freshman play on Friday night. A successful 5A and 6A football team is not going to play a freshman usually or a sophomore. And so for us, getting those guys in, obviously it's good for those kids and we're happy for them. We wish it was under better circumstances, so we can, we wouldn't have to be worried about plugging holes, through injury. So that part's a little bit disappointing, but happy for Daniel, and he's going to catch a lot of passes here. I told him that at halftime, and I told him again, after the game, and so to keep his head up, and the time for building for the future is about to start. So here we go.
Real quickly, as you guys are in the second half of the season, four games in, do you feel like you guys are where you want to be, even though there's no wins in the win column?
Yeah, I mean it's tough because like from the outside in, what people see on Friday night isn't necessarily the whole thing. I feel like the guys have gotten a ton better. We're definitely coming together as a team. There's still a lot left to be desired there from the team culture aspect, but I feel like we're moving in the right direction. It is a little bit disheartening to not be able to have a win and moving into our the toughest stretch of our schedule. I don't think, we were talking over the weekend as a staff, I don't think there's a team in Kansas that has a tougher four game stretch than us coming up in these next couple of weeks. And so for us, my message to the guys after the team and this week is going to be we're going to find out who really loves football. And so, maybe to answer your question, we'll find out here and at the end of October, just how successful this stretch was. If we can keep kids from ducking out, on maybe some injuries that they wouldn't have if we were making a playoff push, and so just sort of that situation where we know that, hey, if we started with 75 kids on the roster, can we end a winless season without that you know, without losing those kids and still maintain having 70 kids coming in to next season, you know, and lose a couple of seniors. And then it's off to the 2024, you know, season and it's right around here and we're building towards that. So, I do think that, you know, that's part of this whole process. That was part of the Emporia challenge is being able to build towards the future.
We're visiting with Emporia High head football coach Caden Glinsman here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, the toughest part of the schedule, four game swing, you know, starts with a two game road swing with Manhattan coming up on Friday night. Manhattan had a 16 game winning streak snap to Washburn Rule. You know, Manhattan had a chance to tie the game, but that Manhattan team, they still got players.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, they're the model of the program that you want to ultimately build in Kansas, and they've set that standard awfully high. So it'll be good to go against those guys and be able to kind of use those guys as a barometer of what you know, building a successful program is all about. You know, and we'll just take it one week at a time and then just kind of go from there.
Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday night. Talk to you again next Tuesday.
Thanks for having me.
That is Emporia High head football coach Caden Glinsman joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Next Tech Wireless and Miller Granite on KVOE, live and local.